It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin's legislature is in the midst of a floor session debating bills, working to advance proposals through committees.
Lawmakers have introduced hundreds of proposals, many of which may never see the light of day. Both parties have introduced legislation related to education, elections, and governance.
Last week, we talked to Speaker Robin Voss, leader of the Republican majority in the Assembly. Now we welcome Representative Greta Neubauer, the Democratic minority leader. She represents a Racine area district. Representative Neubauer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get to legislation, Representative Neubauer, I want to talk about concerns about political violence in the country, recent high-profile incidents, Utah, Minnesota, and elsewhere. Do you and your colleagues think about this? Is this on your radar as you go about your job?
We do. After the assassinations of Representative Melissa Hortman in Michigan and Charlie Kirk,
Minnesota.
Both devastating... Oh, I apologize. Yeah, acts of political violence. This is something that members of our caucus, staff, people visiting the Capitol are thinking about. We are continuing to have conversations to ensure that everyone has appropriate safety measures in place. But this is a really difficult political environment, and it will have real impacts on our ability to do our work moving forward.
Speaker Voss said, hey, in effect, we don't want to turn the Capitol into a fortress. But he did float the idea of saying lawmakers could use their office budgets in part for home security. Is that something you think could be a useful step? Is it enough?
I do think that would be appropriate, particularly after Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. It's a first step, but we do know that there are questions that remain about public events and people's time in the Capitol as well. So ongoing conversations, I think, about anywhere that public business is being done to make sure that not only our members, but also people feel safe participating in their democracy.
Do you feel like Wisconsin lawmakers from both parties are able to communicate with each other in a less heated way than we sometimes see at the national level?
About this issue, I think we are. You know, I think we all see political violence as detrimental to our democracy. We see it impact people on both sides of the aisle, and we all feel that it's a real problem.
Turning to legislation now, you have a package of bills that you've called Kids First. What's the overall goal?
Sure. So we hear all of the time from people in every community across the state of Wisconsin about their desire to see their kids go to great schools and the fact that they are having a difficult time making ends meet. So the core piece of legislation in this package would increase general aids to schools and provide some inflationary increases. In the most recent state budget, Republicans did not fund general aids, which means that the impact will be felt in people's property taxes. So we put about $1.2 billion into this bill to make sure that people's property taxes do not continue to go up to fund their local public schools. We also have a Healthy School Meals for All bill that we put out earlier this year and have re-upped. This would save the average family in Wisconsin two kids about $1,800 a year on groceries. We know that groceries are a real concern for people in Wisconsin. So we're hoping that Republicans will consider that bill. And then the third is a voucher tax transparency bill. In communities like mine and in many across the state, we're seeing significant public money go to private schools, and people don't really realize that because it's not easy to find those numbers. So we want to make sure people understand where their public dollars are going.
The first two pieces of legislation you mentioned have significant price tags, the increase in general funding for schools, the free meals for students. They didn't end up in the state budget. Do you have any hope that in a Republican-led legislature, these things have a chance to see the light of day?
We haven't seen promising signs. I think our Republican colleagues are not really willing to tackle the core issues facing our students and our schools and would rather pass the buck off to local people. We've seen referendum after referendum across the state, and people are not happy that they are going to have to continue to increase their own property taxes in order to fund their schools, but they're caught between a rock and a hard place. I do hope that the GOP will see the error of their ways and recognize that it is not right to continue passing off school funding to local folks and to taxpayers. But We haven't seen promising signs yet.
Before we move on from education, another test taken by students in Wisconsin shows persistent racial disparities in test outcomes. We see similar stories like this all the time in Wisconsin for years now. What do you think the legislature could do to help close those gaps?
We know that one-on-one support of students and implementing the latest curriculum and methodologies is critically important to support every student to succeed. And so the most important thing the legislature can do is provide the resources that our districts need to provide that intensive support to students who are struggling, students of color, low-income students, those with special needs or English language learners. Our districts have been struggling for years and making cuts. We see Republicans proposing legislation to consolidate districts, meaning more time that kids are sitting on the bus, and other bills that really just do not address the core of the issue that our schools are facing.
We're talking to Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer, Democrat from the Racine area. Representative Neubauer, there's been a disagreement over the balance of power in state government. This gets a little nuanced, but it's important stuff. Governor Evers saying Republicans are blocking his authority to create agency rules, leading to a delay in enforcing legislation that's already been passed. The state Supreme Court has weighed in on this. Speaker Voss gave us a different take from the governor last week. Here's a listen.
Well, for anybody who's listening that thinks it's wrong for a person to be a king, our Supreme Court has basically said that the executive, whoever it is, a Republican or a Democrat, has the right to impose rules on the state with no oversight from other elected officials. That's wrong.
So Representative Voss saying, hey, lawmakers should have some say, committees should have some say in how these rules are created and implemented. Your thought on this standoff?
We have seen Speaker Voss and the GOP majorities continue to grab power over the last several years. We saw this with the lame duck session after Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call were elected, and we're seeing it again here. The people of Wisconsin elected Governor Tony Evers twice to run this administration, and Republicans have continued to delay the implementation of rules by simply not taking them up. It would be one thing if they were taking them up, but they were just refusing to even hear these rules and allow them to see the light of day, get public comment, et cetera. So I think that it's good that the Supreme Court has reminded everyone about the balance of power here and said that the legislature cannot indefinitely hold on to this administrative rulemaking process.
There's an election coming up, of course. Everything is up for grabs. One hypothetical outcome could be you and your Democratic colleagues flip both chambers, but Republicans take the governor's office. Will you be singing a different tune then when a Republican governor has this authority and Democratic lawmakers can't thwart that?
I think it's always important to maintain the balance of power. And again, I do think that the legislature under GOP control has been continuing to attempt to take powers away from the governor and hold them in their own hands. And so I think it is good that we have a Supreme Court that is taking these issues seriously and looking at the balance of powers and making sure that we're allowing each branch of government to perform its function.
Speaking of elections, last week, some of your Republican and Democratic colleagues met at the Capitol to announce a slate of legislation related to elections. A couple of the pieces of legislation had bipartisan support. There were some Republican measures, some Democratic measures. Are there changes, are there priorities that you'd like to see when it comes to how we run elections in Wisconsin?
I'm hoping that there's some bipartisan work that we can do this session. An item that we've been thinking about working on for several years now is Monday ballot counting. So this would allow our local clerks to get started counting those ballots that have come in during the early vote period on Monday, so that we're more likely to have election results announced on election night. We all want to know what the results are before we go to bed on Tuesday night. And I think there is bipartisan understanding that that would be good for the people of Wisconsin and for our democracy. So we haven't seen the bills coming from the Republicans yet, but I do hope that there is an opportunity for us to address that issue to make sure that our democracy is able to function and people can trust the process.
One proposal that's been talked about has been the idea of Monday ballot processing, saying, hey, we're going to do all the steps to have this ballot ready to rock, but still count it, still process it, or finish it up on Tuesday. Would that be close enough to that Monday count idea for you?
We'd be happy to look at the details of that. I think anything that allows our clerks to get started a little sooner is something that we're interested in considering. But of course, it would all be in the details and making sure it's workable for them on election day.
Staying with elections now, we're just over a year out from next year's elections. You and your fellow Democrats, again, in the minority in both chambers of the legislature, what are the messages you are trying to send to voters to say, hey, it's time to flip, especially with the redrawn maps here in Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. Well, we see the chaos coming out of Washington right now. And we see that our Republican legislators here in Wisconsin are not willing to lift a finger to address the real challenges that people are facing in our state and that the Trump administration is inflicting on Wisconsin. We know that people are really struggling with costs. That's cost of groceries and prescription drugs, housing and childcare. We have real proposals that will address these issues, that will help families in Wisconsin do more than just make ends meet. But our Republican colleagues are just really not willing to engage on those issues. We see tariffs wreaking havoc on Wisconsin. We see federal Republicans intent on cutting people's access to health care. This is not what we hear our constituents want. These are not the issues that they want us to be addressing. They are not interested in seeing the wealthiest people in this country continue to get tax break after tax break while they struggle. So I really hope that we're able to see a different path in the future in Wisconsin. Our members are always out speaking to their constituents, hearing about the issues that are impacting them, and then, of course, bringing those ideas to Madison and working to address them in the legislature.
Representative Neubauer, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Representative Greta Neubauer, State Assembly Minority Leader, a Democrat. She represents a Racine area district. You can listen back to our conversation with Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from last Monday. You can find that at WPR.org/WisconsinToday.